Good evening, Europe!
It is now time to go into the back catalogue of the Eurovision Song Contest.
It is Rob's Random Request.
Yes, welcome to the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM and a Rob's Random Request special. This is our third one, isn't it, Roberto?
Is it our third one? No, we did one in Spain last year. I don't remember. Did we do another one?
We've done one at Christmas time.
Oh, yes.
And then we did another one just after Eurovision.
Oh, so it's the fourth one then?
Yes. We're under a great start here.
Goodness me.
We're on our fourth. Anyways, welcome to the Eurovision Showcase. If you want to follow us on Twitter, please do. Yes. At ESC Showcase. You can like our Facebook page, The Eurovision Showcase, or of course you can send us an email, escshowcase@gmail.com.
Indeed.
Roberto, how are you?
I'm very well, apart from a sore finger.
Oh, yes, it is a bit swollen.
I whacked my finger yesterday at the vet's, random. And and yes, it's gone swollen. I can't get my wedding ring off now. Not that that's a bad thing, but it's swollen. It's a bit sore. But apart from that, I'm in good health.
Yeah, we've got. There's a strange thing going on. Rob likes to take his off.
I like to not sleep in my rings for some reason. So, but I can't take them off now, so it's fine.
Yeah, but I always keep mine on really, unless I need to take them off for whatever reason. But we're not too superstitious about that, are we, really?
Rob, same with your nose stud. You don't take that out very often either.
No, not usually.
And your belly button ring.
Okay, can we stop now? Right, this does not happen. And it doesn't exist, thank you, Mr. Roberto.
I had a friend when I was younger who had four belly button rings. There's four belly button piercings in like a cross. It looked awful, and it went septic.
Oh.
I know, I just don't understand. Gross.
People could be having their lunch.
Sorry. Their lunch? It's 5 PM.
Okay, dinner. Gosh, right, come on you, draw a number.
Oh yes, we haven't explained what we're doing yet, have we?
No, we haven't, so go on.
So, Rob's Random Request is a concept that I came up with because I'm so clever, where basically we have a hat of years and a hat of countries and we mix and match and hopefully get some random songs. Doesn't always work, sometimes we might get, you know, like, Ireland 1952. Seven, which isn't important, they weren't there.
Well done, you.
I always go with Azerbaijan for some reason, so Kieran tells me off. So I was trying to think of different country.
Last week
it was Georgia. I was in the same part of the world, though, Azerbaijan last week. I thought I'd come back this way.
Oh, poor old Armenia left down in the cold.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe I'll choose Armenia 1984 then.
Go for it.
Okay. Right, so let's go for number one, shall we? So let's get a year.
He's got the two hats. Both of these hats have got little bits of paper in.
Mm-hmm.
So the one hat has bits of paper, which is the first hat, with years inside. So we've got from 1956 to the current year of 2020. And also Rob's got a hat with little bits of paper with countries inside. So that goes from Albania, in alphabetically from Albania, to Yugoslavia.
Very technical.
Isn't it just?
Remember when we did the one in Spain, we didn't have the bits of paper with us, did we? And we did a kind of thing on our phones to kind of randomise them.
Yeah,
and they kept on coming up with Monaco. I think we played about four Monarchy songs that
day. I think it's Monegasque.
Monegasque, sorry. Anyway. Right, so I have a year at my fingertips. It is 1962.
Oh, jeez. We're going all the way back.
Going back quite a long way. So, okay. Right, let's see what I come up with now. Let's see if I can get a country first time. Not very high odds.
No.
Ukraine. Sadly not.
Ukraine, 1962.
Number two. So, North Macedonia.
No.
Were Yugoslavia even in it then?
Yes, they were. Actually, I think it might have been their first entry in 62.
Shame we can't be there. Turkey.
Turkey, no. They debuted in 75.
Dear me. Gobble. Moldova.
No. God, this is the first one.
I know.
We're on, the fourth now.
Monaco.
Yes.
How random.
So, Monaco 1962. This came second. It's François Duglet with De Rien.
De rien.
Which I think we've played before on your random request.
Possibly. Rien means nothing, doesn't it?
Yeah, say nothing.
Yeah.
Basically. Yeah, it's a popular chanson style song where Duguay tells his lover to say nothing while they are in each other's company. Well, that's
charming.
That sounds
charming. A bit boring, isn't it? Shut up.
here's Monaco 1962. The Eurovision Showcase, Forest FM, Rob's Random.
Dis rien, on sait. C'est ça le vrai poète. Et je me sens si bien, mon corps noyé au tien. Je suis comme dans une vague.
From François Duguay, that came second for Monaco in 1962, the contest which was hosted in Luxembourg and originally won by France's Isabelle Aubry with Un Premier Amour.
What do you mean originally won? Did it win? Did another person win afterwards?
Yeah, well, there was a fake contest to the Russians to the Soviet Union, you know that. Okay. No. Right, Roberto, silly. Time for your next song, please.
My next one? Yeah. Okay, right, let's see if I get 1962 again, shall we?
Oh, don't, please.
Ooh, hang on, dropped it. 1981!
Yeah!
The year of my birth.
Yes, and the one where Bucks Fizz won with Making Mine Up, of course.
They did indeed. Now, probably Boston, a few Dublin. More countries this year.
Yes,
let's get them all done.
Got 20 to pick from.
Right, I have one in my hands.
Good lad.
Croatia.
No. There was a Yugoslavian entry, so...
Maybe we should start doing that.
No, you're cheating.
Oh, I've got one. Slovakia.
No. Debuted 94.
I want them to come back. Slovakia is a beautiful country.
It is.
Serbia and Montenegro.
No. We haven't had that for a little while.
No. It's very limited the amount of songs that are Serbia and Montenegro. The Netherlands.
Yes. Heel Visser Wonder, which is sung by Linda Williams. This is a sweet, plodding song. This came ninth with 51 points. Linda Williams, Hedvigsen Wonder.
Isn't this Dutch wonderful, guys?
It is. It's vile. It's a miracle, basically, it's called. This is such a sweet song.
Your Dutch is not a miracle, dear.
No. This is damn right awful. Williams, Hedvigsen Wonder, which was for the Netherlands at the 1981 Eurovision Song Contest coming ninth.
Yeah.
It almost feels like the Dutch sort of like made sure that they didn't want to win that year after hosting it begrudgingly the previous year.
It's expensive, isn't it, I suppose?
It is, and certainly back in the 80s, you know, it started to pick up itself, but it was sort of lagging a bit, you know, in popularity.
Well, I guess this year they had to pay a lot towards a contest, didn't even go ahead, and they're going to host it again next year, so that's, you know, kind of doubled up, a poor country. Anyway, I have a country in my fingers.
No, hopefully a year first.
Oh, yeah, I have got a year. It's 1969.
Oh, you're kidding?
We're doing some retro ones at the moment, aren't we?
Yeah, no, that's not bad at all.
Let's see if I can get a country that's actually...
Can you remember where the 1969 contest was, Roberto?
Beirut.
No.
I don't know.
What would it be in Lebanon?
I don't know, I was just coming up with something.
Okay.
I'll guess. Luxembourg.
No.
France.
Close.
Belgium.
No, Spain.
Oh.
Anyway, right.
Right, yeah. I have a country. Ukraine again. No. Right, no, we're not going with Ukraine. Come on, people. Spain!
Ah, the co-winner in the fourth, of the four winners, shall I say. Here is Salome with Vivo Cantanto.
Is that like a party, Cantanto? And that's no.
I live singing.
Oh, then no, it's not clearly. I was completely wrong.
But she loves this song. I love this song. And I hope you do too. Here is Spain's winner in 1969.
Enjoy!
¿Cuántas noches vagando por mil caminos sin fin? ¿Cuántas noches callando? ¿Cuánto te quise decir? Una profunda esperanza y un eco lejano me hablaba de ti. Desde que llegaste ya no vivo llorando, hey. Vivo cantando, hey. Vivo soñando, hey. Solo quiero que me digas qué está pasando. Estoy temblando de estar junto a ti. Desde que llegaste ya no vivo llorando, hey. Vivo cantando, hey. Vivo soñando, hey. Pero me pregunto que tu amor hasta cuándo podré guardarlo muy dentro de mí.
Vivo Cantanto, Spain 1969, and probably should have outright won the contest in Madrid, I think. Because I do love Lulu's Boom Bang A Bang, don't get me wrong, and Fred de Borges and Jean Fon, and Lenny Kerr's The Troubadour, but I think Salome Vivo Cantanto was the best. And you can't blame Spain for trying to win on home soil, certainly back then in the 60s,
when
internationally and locally, you know, Franco's reign was slowly but surely coming to an end.
I forget it went on that long, actually. I thought it kind of finished not long after the war, but you're right, it probably went on, it did go on longer than that.
Yeah, 75, isn't it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right, Roberto, let's do another draw.
Right.
You okay?
Yeah. Oh, we're still back in the 80s, we're still not doing any recent ones. 1984.
Oh, okay. We're going to Luxembourg.
That's our most recent one, actually.
Is it so far?
Right. I have a country in my hands.
Okay,
we've got
19 to pick from.
This one should be there. Sweden.
Oh, another winner.
Oh, really?
It's there.
Just Diggaloo, Diggaloo. Yes!
Diggaloo.
Oh, Diggaloo.
Diggaloo.
Diggaloo, Diggaloo, da 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 da.
Yeah. So it came first with 145 points. Okay, and it was just in front of Ireland, which was Linda Martin, Terminal 3.
I thought you said Linda Martin.
Really?
You said it Martin, as in you had to do the Irish twang to the surname.
Martin.
Martin.
Yeah. Well, sometimes it does come out, actually. Pardon the pun. Right, so chart positions right across Europe have got to number 2 in Sweden, so it didn't get to number 1.
Surprising for a Eurovision song.
I know. This is the 80s.
Yeah.
Netherlands got 4th, Norway came 5th, and in Austria and Switzerland, respectively, it got to number 10.
This is one of those songs that doesn't actually have a meaning, really, Diggaloo Diggaloo, does it?
No, it doesn't.
There's a few like that.
Yeah. So Diggaloo Diggaloo, Sweden's Eurovision winner, 1984. Here is the Herreys.
Du gick där och tänkte.
Sweden 1984, another Rob's Random Request special here on the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM 92.3.
So, correct if I'm wrong, 85 was held in Gothenburg, wasn't it?
85?
And wasn't that quite a famous woman? We watched it recently, didn't we?
Yeah, under the lockdown. It was on Eurovision again.
That was it, yes. And she was quite a good host, wasn't she?
Yeah, Lil Forsch.
That was it, yes. I remember that now.
She was very charismatic.
Sweden does do it well when they host.
Yes, most of the time. Well, the first time they did it in 1975, it was a bit weird. But they introduced the voting system that we all know and love now. So it was the 1 to 8, 10 and 12 points. But they kept on moving this voting system around quite a few times before that. Because like the last placing entry in the Eurovision Song Contest in 1973 was like in the 50s. 50 points or something. So each country got points in that particular contest. And the same in 1972. 71 was a little bit different, but they've tried to change around a bit. But from 1975, they know what 12 points is. Mm. 12 points. There wasn't a 12 points before.
But then they also reintroduced their kind of the new voting style a few years ago, didn't they, as well? That was the Melodifestivalen style, wasn't it? So they introduced that. Obviously they are the Eurovision trendsetters.
Yes, and sometimes it's for the better, and sometimes it seems to be a bit overtaken by the Swedes in some regards, though then again, you know, they adore the contest, so why not?
They do. Anyway, I have a year in my hat. Oh, crikey, another old one, sorry. 1958. We all came back a wee while now.
It's not a problem, dear. 1958.
Better start going with the countries now. We could be here all week.
That was the one contest, other than the very first one, which the UK didn't participate in.
Crikey, I've got a choice of 10 countries. Like, this could be a while. Okay.
Right, get going.
Oh, Belgium.
We have Belgium. Right, Rob, can you let us know what France's entry in Belgium's entry in 1958 is?
My small cat, essentially. Ma petite chat. Or petite is a feminine.
Yeah.
Random. By Food Leclerc.
Food Leclerc. Yeah, My Little Sweetie.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh, that's just confusing then, because it looks like the feminine version of cat. Maybe that's kind of... It's like the term of endearment, isn't it?
Mm.
Like the French often call petit chou-fleur, don't they? My little cauliflower is a term of endearment.
Yeah.
Don't know if that would... You'd probably get a slap if you call someone a cauliflower here, but anyway.
Yeah, you would, because you'd be like, well, what's wrong with my ears? Have I got cauliflower ears? I haven't been playing rugby much. But basically, the song is about Leclerc walking through the rough part of town and finding and ultimately marrying the girl of his dreams.
Oh, that's nice.
Yes. So it was all right. It came fifth with 8 points, so right down the middle there for Belgium. Here is Lud Leclerc with Ma Petite Chat.
J'étais dans un jour de cafard, ça peut vous arriver demain. J'allais dans les rues au hasard, sans but et ne pensant à rien. Quand je l'aperçus, elle s'avançait vers moi. C'est à ne pas y croire, mais voilà, elle avait tous les atouts dans son jeu délicieux jusqu'au bout des doigts. Des arguments retus en voilà qui mettaient dans tous mes états. Elle avait un drôle de petit air de ne pas en avoir l'air. Elle me souriait sur de son petit effet. Je ne croyais pas qu'il pouvait y avoir sur la terre des joujoux comme ça. C'était un rêve de voir cette petite chatte-là, pas plus haute que ça, avec des yeux fripons, comme on le dit dans les chansons, et tout ce qu'il faut pour plaire aux garçons. Et ce fut un roman d'amour, une histoire qui finit bien, et comme cela se fait toujours. Je l'ai épousée un beau matin. Et le soir est venu, je n'ose pas y penser. C'est un transitoire, mais sachez, elle avait tous les atouts dans son jeu et douce jusqu'au bout des doigts. En moins de temps qu'il ne faut pour le dire, elle m'a mis dans tous mes états. Elle avait un drôle de petit air de ne pas en avoir l'air. Elle me souriait sur le sans petit effet. Je ne croyais pas qu'il pouvait y avoir sur la terre des joujoux comme ça. C'était un rêve de voir cette petite chatte là blottie dans mes bras, avec des yeux fripons, comme on le dit dans les chansons. Et tout ce qu'il faut pour plaire aux garçons, et tout ce qui peut vous faire perdre la raison, et tout ce qu'on ne peut pas dire en chanson.
Well, that is Belgium 1958 here on a Rob's Random Request special of the Eurovision Showcase right here on Forest FM. Remember, if you want to get in contact with us, you can tweet us at ESC Showcase. Our Facebook page is called the Eurovision Showcase, and our email address is escshowcase@gmail.com. Now get your requests and dedications coming through to us, and we can play that next week.
We can, and Kieran can spend the evening looking through them all and getting very excited.
Yes, as I generally do about the Eurovision.
He does. Oh,
so after this next random request, Roberto Ington's, we are going to have this week's edition of the Eurovision Showcase News.
Ah.
Yes, because it's dun, quite dun, action-packed dun. This week.
Oh, is it
week.
Really?
Yeah.
Does that mean I have time for a toilet break then?
You do.
Oh, goody. Yay, so you strapped me to the chair. Right.
Rude. I would not.
Right, okay, so I have got a year in my... Oh, a year. We're just going to do a year. Good. See if we can get a more recent one, shall we? Bit... No, 1967. Yeah, all the recent ones. Usually I pick them in the 20s.
Yeah, now, this was the contest, the very first contest that was held in Vienna, in Austria. And this was the very first contest where the UK won. Sandy Shaw, Puppet on a String.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
That's a nice song.
It is a lovely song. And we've got 17 entries to play.
Okay, right. First one in out of the box is... Oh, Germany.
Ah, Germany. Ah, this came mid-placing. So, eighth. Joint eighth with Yugoslavia and... What on earth was that?
Sorry, I was just taking a sip of my water.
Okay.
You get sound effects on this show, guys.
It didn't sound very good. So, and Sweden's entry. So, Germany had Inge Brück with Anushka.
Anushka.
Anushka. Anushka.
I know someone called Anushka.
I had somebody in my year at school called Anushka as well, actually. So
it's a pretty name.
Yeah, it's a ballad, basically singing about little Anushka. And apparently it's about his former lover, and we'll come back to her soon enough. And that the fact that she shouldn't cry. Right, okay.
I love these songs. It's like we chuckled on the descriptions of these songs on are very amusing.
So here's Inge Brück with Anushka, Germany, 1967.
Musst nicht weinen, kleine Anushka, ihr kommt wieder, kleine Anushka, wenn der Frühling kommt, wenn die Blumen blühen, ist er wieder bei dir. Deine Augen, kleine Anushka, sind voll Tränen, kleine Anushka, doch die Welt ist weit, es verrinnt die Zeit, Tränen trocknet der Wind. Ist, wird alles wieder gut, dann kommt er auch zurück, denn er denkt an dich.
Leben blühen, euer Leben beginnt.
Time to keep you updated on the latest news from Europe's biggest singing competition. This is the Eurovision Showcase News with Kieran Uritotiot.
And your news is dated of Saturday, the 19th of September 2020. The big main story of the week is that the EBU and host broadcasters have outlined the four plans that they are working to enable the Eurovision Song Contest 2021 to take place. Four scenarios have been presented in a YouTube video and also via Eurovision.tv. The various scenarios are as follows. Scenario A, basically a normal Eurovision Song Contest, hoping dependent on the rollout of a COVID vaccine, of course, and availability of testing. Scenario 2 is basically a social distance Eurovision where we'll be required to the current Dutch spacing, social distancing, which is 1.5 meters. Scenario 3 is the Eurovision Song Contest with travel restrictions, so some delegations won't be able to make it to Rotterdam, etc., but they will be doing a mix of live performances and those in their home country. And the scenario D, if it's in complete lockdown and we've got worse, etc., of course, all performances will be recorded in the home country and the live show will be produced in Rotterdam, and we will basically have a satellite Eurovision Song Contest, just like which is happening for the Junior Eurovision Song Contest this year from Poland. The Icelandic broadcaster RUV has confirmed its participation for the 2021 Eurovision. Also, North Macedonia have confirmed, as well as Albania. SVT have announced that they have received 2,747 entries for Melodi Festivalen next year. Jolly exciting. And also, we've had many brand new songs released from Eurovision artists. Dami Im from Australia 2016. Also, we have Alina Nuncieva for Estonia 2018. And the Mummers for Sweden 2020.
For more Eurovision news throughout the week, please head over to our friends at eurovoir.com.
Happy Eurovisioning to all the Eurovision fans out there.
Why not join JP and the team of Radio International for a weekly trip through the world of the Eurovision Song Contest?
There'll be lots of music, artist interviews and regular features including the cover spot and the Eurovision Spotlight.
Bookmark it now on your web browser, or even better, subscribe to the podcast via www.radiointernational.tv and you will never have to miss your favourite Eurovision radio shows.
Hi, I'm Rob.
And I'm James.
And you can join us for the Eurotrip podcast every single Wednesday.
That's right, join us for all the latest news, some fun games, and some of the biggest guests from the Eurovision Song Contest.
Hi, this is Nikki French.
Hello, my name is Alex Van Agy.
Hello, this is Miriam Christine.
I'm Rambo Amadeus. Please enjoy the podcast Eurotrip. Bye-bye.
So join us on Acast, on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, and subscribe to make sure you don't miss a thing.
It is easy, what I say.
What I say.
This is the Eurotrip.
Hello, this is Lucy Jones from the UK. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
Feel the music with Forest FM.
It is now time to go into the back catalogue of the Eurovision Song Contest.
It is Rob's Random Request.
Right, we're back with Rob's Random Request special here on the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. Now, remember, if you've missed any previous shows, then you can go to Mixcloud, Spotify, any podcast app, including asking Alexa or Google or Siri, just say, play the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM, and then I will magically appear. And so will Roberto this week.
Absolutely terrifying.
Take it over the world.
Absolutely. I sit in your living rooms all the time.
Yeah.
Right, okay. So let's start again, shall we? Let's see if I can get a more recent year.
That'd be nice.
What's the most recent we've had so far? Like
1984.
God, okay. Right, I've got one. So... 1957.
No, you're kidding. Rob. But honestly, this is happening, peeps. This is really happening. So the UK debuted this year. That's how long ago it was.
It's the second contest, isn't it?
It was the second contest.
This could take a while. I'm going to start getting out countries now. Okay.
So this was the contest in Frankfurt.
Moldova.
No. We've only got 10 countries to pick from.
Switzerland.
Oh, yes. Here is Lissassia again. Now, this is her French Eurovision entry. So you remember she sang also in French in by winning the previous year with Refrain. So I don't know why I said this was her only one, because this is the second one she did.
Didn't she sing in Italian as well and German?
Yes.
Goodness me.
Yes. So, well, no, she didn't sing in Italian. Giorgio was in German the following year.
It just sounds like it should be Italian.
Sure it was, wasn't it? Yeah. So Lissassia, here is the song. She came second last with this. So she won the previous year. But this is her song, which I don't think I've heard very often at all. As you could probably imagine, being from the 50s, but doesn't mean to say that the entries back then were particularly bad, because they weren't.
They were contemporary for their time.
Contemporary for the time, yeah, ish, I guess. So, Rob, what year are we doing?
1957.
And the country?
Switzerland.
And here is Lissassia with the song, which is called...
L'enfant que l'été.
Que l'été, which means...
The child that I was.
Aww. So it's quite sweet, this song.
Mm.
There's nothing wrong with it. It's just sweet. It's Lissassia. And may she rest in peace.
Yes, quite.
Les fleurs que j'aimais, qui me les accueillit. Mon cœur, te souviens-tu, les robes blanches sur le chemin perdu de nos dimanches, des mots pour chanter. Des nuits pour rêver, j'étais riche à l'envi. Quand le cœur aux aguets, la mèche folle s'en allait à l'école, l'enfant que j'étais. Le temps d'un hiver, la ride vous prend, le temps d'un amour, et l'on devient grand. Il en a coulé de l'eau sous les ponts, rêves oubliés au fil des saisons. Le temps d'un sourire honnête, amoureux, le temps de mentir, déjà l'on est vieux. L'enfant que j'étais, s'est-il égaré? Les fleurs que j'aimais, qui me les a fanées. Mon cœur, te souviens-tu de nos promesses? La vie n'a pas voulu de ta tendresse. Des mots pour aimer, et des nuits, mon songe doré, j'étais riche à l'envi, quand le cœur aux aguets.
et l'amour en tête s'en allait à la fête.
It's like a bit more pep, perhaps.
Yeah, this was a bit too low-key.
Yeah, it was a little bit quiet.
Liz Assier with I was about to say L'Enfer en moi.
very much not that.
L'enfant que je t'ai. Beautiful.
And you know that the word for hell and the word for child are quite similar in French. L'enfant et l'enfer.
L'enfer. Yeah, l'enfant, l'enfer. Good point. Okay,
right, then. I do have one in my hand. Let's see if I can get
darling,
it.
Okay, darling, what we've got?
1962.
No, not again. Honestly, I said to Rob during the break, now during where this Asia was going on, I said, Rob, can you just pick a current year? And it's like, we can't do that.
It's cheating.
It is cheating. So that's fair enough. And actually, it's quite funny.
It is quite good. This. So I have. I might start from a long way. Hand bottom of the hat.
Yes. Come on.
Turkey.
No. Debut 1975.
Croatia.
No. 1993.
Latvia.
No. 2000.
Slovakia.
1994.
Cyprus.
Oh, 1981, I'm afraid.
Not far, right? Okay.
Yeah.
Andorra.
2004. We're not doing very well here.
North Macedonia.
1998. No.
Romania.
No, 1994.
Bulgaria.
2005. Are you trying to test me? I don't know.
Belgium.
Oh gosh, yes, Belgium. Ah, look who is our old friend is back again. Food Leclerc.
Is it the same song?
No, Tom Nom. Oh, Tom Nom apparently means your name.
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
Tom Nom. Oh, okay. Well, there we go. It came 13th and I got nil point.
Oh, dear. It's going to be a classic, isn't it?
Yes. Fred Leclerc, Tom Nom, nil point for Belgium, 1962. Yes, it's a Rob's Random Request special here on Forest FM's Eurovision Showcase.
And it certainly is special.
Say that again.
Qui joue avec mon nom pour lui donner le mien, effacer le tien. La joie qui chante avec ma joie pour qu'elle se fonde ensemble. Ton cœur qui joue avec mon cœur à grands coups de bonheur. Le bonheur est perdu. Et puis ta main qui garde la mienne et me guide dans l'ombre jusqu'au soleil. Nous n'avons pas besoin des amours compliqués, des amants de cinéma. Nous n'avons pas besoin de nous faire du ciné. Le bonheur, c'est lorsque je vois ton nom qui joue avec mon nom pour lui donner le mien. Effacer le tien, ta joie qui chante avec ma joie pour qu'elle se fonde ensemble. Ton cœur qui joue avec mon cœur à grands coups de bonheur. Le bonheur est perdu.
jusqu'au soleil. Jusqu'au soleil.
That's Belgium 1962 getting nil point. Freud Lecarque with Ton Nom getting nil point for Belgium. So Rob, come and pick a more awake song, because that
try,
one. I mean, there's nothing redeemable in that song for, well, in a contestive contest, is there? You need a Eurovision song which stands out, bizarre as it could be, or as good vocal and performance as it could be. But that was just so melodic. Wasn't it? It was like, it was almost horizontal.
Yes, it was lovely.
Yeah. But it was lovely, though. There's nothing wrong with French music. I love it, you know. And he's actually from France, isn't he? So
he's from Montluçon.
Montluçon, which is literally right in the centre of France, isn't it?
I have picked a year. I shall let Kieran.
1961.
This is not, I am doing this completely randomly.
He is, literally. Oh, well, I hope so, otherwise, you know, he's in for a hiding. So, no.
Okay, I have San Marino first.
Okay, well, they didn't. 2008, they did. Jeez.
Oh, the United Kingdom.
Oh, brilliant. The song that came second in 1961's Eurovision Song Contest in Cannes, in the south of France, in the Riviera. Yes, it's the Allisons with Are You Sure? This will get you going.
Goodbye, farewell, I'm not sure what to do. So long, so long, au revoir. It's hard, but I'll pull through. Are you sure you won't miss up if he comes tomorrow? You won't want me back again to hold you tight.
With Are You Sure, the United Kingdom of 1961. Yes, coming second, and probably should have won the contest, but Jean-Claude Pascal won for Luxembourg in 1961 with Nous Amoureux. Very beautiful song. And he actually represented Luxembourg again in 1981. Yes, with C'était le pas l'Amérique. Anyway, right, Rob, we got another one to do. Cool. We've only got about 7 minutes towards the end of the show.
So we can get a more modern song, shall we?
Go on, try.
1988.
Yes! We're getting there. So that's the contest which Céline Dion won for Switzerland. And Scott Fitzgerald with Go was our UK entry. And what we're doing?
Andorra.
No, no.
Bosnia-Herzegovina.
No.
Spain.
Spain, yes! Oh, made in Spain, Carancor Especial. Yes, as you can tell, I know this song and I love this song very much indeed. Yes, now the Spanish entry was from Le Dejia and the song is La Chiquique Chiquero, made in Spain. So this came 11th with 58 points. This is fun. Enjoy. La Deca, that's it. La Chiquero, basically made in Spain. Right, Spain 1988. It's time for us to say our goodbyes, Roberto. Aww. And we've got one last song to play. But we have to tell the lovely listener how they can get in contact with us.
Oh, you can do it, because I've forgotten.
At ESC Showcase is our Twitter page. The Eurovision Showcase is the name of our Facebook page. Mm-hmm. And you can send us an email, esceshowcase@gmail.com. Get your requests in for next week, as we will be here once again next Sunday, which, of course, will be the 27th. Okay, so, Roberto, what is your final random request for this Rob's Random Request special?
1974.
Well, keep it in retro. The 19s and retro, yes.
So the first one I pulled out the hat is Germany.
Oh, really? Germany. Okay, well, we can do that quite easily. That's fine. This is, I think it's Cindy and Bert. Yes, it's called Die Sommermelodie. Basically, the summer song. And, yeah, it's a bit of a lovely song. Not particularly up-tempo, it just bobs along, like most of the songs this evening. But anyways, thank you very much. Arrivederci, au revoir, auf Wiedersehen, Wislat, dobizenia, yes, gochnacht, adios. Cindy and Bert to play us out with the Sommer Melody, a Germany, a 1974. For I'm Kieran.
And I'm Rob.
Say goodbye.
Au revoir.
Ich hab dir heut geschrieben, es ist vorbei, doch du bist da und das find ich schön. Ich soll dich nicht mehr lieben, du bist nicht frei und ich muss gehen.
ich muss gehen. Ich hab dir angesehen, was du verschweigst, denn auch dein Herz, das hat sich verirrt. Und keiner weiß, was nun wird. Die Sommermelodie. Beide sind verliebt und das darf doch nicht sein für uns zwei. Die Sommermelodie, die sagt, du bist nicht frei. Und diese Zeit der Rose geht wieder und unser Traum, der ist so schön, doch leider nicht wahr. Und dieses Lied der Liebe klingt durch den Raum, wir sind ein Paar. Sind verliebt und das darf doch nicht sein für uns zwei. Die Sommermelodie, die sagt, du bist nicht frei. Und diese Zeit der Rose geht einmal vorbei.
Online and on 92.3 FM. This is Forest FM.